This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Do you have a farm rescue plan? Farm accidents can happen in the blink of an eye. And we learned today how local emergency responders and farmers can create a safer work area on the farm for employees and for responders. Chief Gerald Miner with the Pittsville, Wisconsin Fire Department offers some great tips for relationships between farms and fire departments.
Some of the newer stuff going on right now, getting fire departments to pre-plan incidents on farm. We know farming is a dangerous occupation. We know accidents happen on farms. Obviously, we want to prevent those accidents, so that's also another thing that we do. But when an accident happens, the farm setting can be very new to fire and EMS personnel. Years ago, we had more people on our departments that worked on farms than we do today. And they came with the knowledge to the department about here's the hazards on the farm. Well, that's not the case today. We have more people that don't know anything about farms. So we try to visit our farms, our local farms, especially some of the larger operations. Because we look at a farm just like we would look at an industrial complex in a city. The industrial complex, we're allowed to go in and do inspections on, but the family farm, we're technically not allowed to do that. We have to be invited in. So we want to get familiar with the farms in our area. What hazards are there? Because what may have injured somebody on the farm can certainly injure one of us when we're there trying to help them. There's a lot of things out there that can injure us if we have to come on site. And we also encourage the farms, invite your local fire department out. They can look at the buildings. They can have an idea of, in case there's a fire here, where we can set up safely, where my closest water supply is. And there's all kinds of things that we like to pre-plan for large incidents. When it comes to planning, you know, an emergency on your farm and how you're going to respond, obviously preventing the injury or the accident from happening is first and foremost. But if that doesn't happen. Years ago, we talked about the emergency number is 911. Well, that's pretty much nationwide these days. Can you call 911 from the back 40? Will your cell phone hit from the back 40? If that it doesn't happen, you may need to find ways to enhance that. Is your location clearly marked? Most places, there's a yard marker or a road sign out front. You know, make sure those are clearly marked. Where is the problem on the property? You know, we can get to the location, get to the farm, but maybe the accident is a half mile back across, you know, 160 acres of cornfield. We need to know that ahead of time because a lot of our fire equipment does not go through plowed field. And again, a way to address all of these things is bring your fire department out, invite them to your farm, and let them do a walk around, and we'll have a good exchange of information.
In the age of technology where there's an app for that, there's Farm Mapper.
Just Google Farm Mapper, National Farm Medicine Center. It'll take you to a variety of locations. It will also link you to some other programs that are being done related to farms and firefighters. So it's out there for anybody. It's a secure site. So a fire department basically sets up Mapper in their jurisdiction. So it's basically help us help you. It's called an RF-DASH program, Rural Firefighters Delivering Agricultural Safety and Help. When we go out to map a farm, that also gives us the opportunity to point out hazards. If we can identify a problem before it becomes a problem, you know, the shield is missing on this piece of equipment. There's no rollover protection for the tractor. Give some guidance in. There's some things we can do to help prevent those accidents from happening in the first place. And believe you me, we want to prevent them. I would rather not go to your farm to have to dig you out of a piece of the equipment. So there are other programs on the site that you can get involved with. And if they have questions, they can certainly email us.
Comments from Gerald Miner, chief of the Pittsville Fire Department, who sums it up best.
Invite your fire departments out. Go visit them. Have them visit you. The exchange of information between the two of you will be extremely valuable to both of you. And maybe we can help you by giving you some advice on prevention, advice on what happens if something happens, such as first aid, those types of things, and even exchange of information. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.